Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, kids write stories. We act them out and kids write more.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee Overtree.
And I'm Mindy Thomas from SiriusXM's Kids Place Live.
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, Lee.
You know, Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome sketches and songs. And today, we're going back into the archives to play you guys one of our favorite stories from years past. Mindy, what do we got today?
Well, today we're going back to August of 2012, where the Story Pirates asked our kid listeners to write stories about weird vacation destinations. And so today we're going to play for you a story from a pre-K-er from Plano, Texas. His name is John Hobbs Taylor, and he wrote a story called Pluto and the Pop Rocks.
Mindy, I'm really excited for you to hear the interview with John at the end of today's episode.
Is he going to explain the sun poop joke in the story?
It just might, but before we hear the sun poop joke and we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Pluto and the Pop Rocks, let's hear John's original story that he sent in to us, read by Story Pirate Peter McNerney. Peter, take it away.
Thanks, Lee. And here is John Hobbs Taylor's story, Pluto and the Pop Rocks. We went to Pluto for our summer vacation. We had to go to NASA and rent a rocket car to get there. We had to stop on Saturn to refuel. When we got to Pluto, we found out that Pluto was really, really sad. I asked Pluto what was wrong, and he was really sad that he was not a planet anymore. I tried to find a way to cheer Pluto up. First, I tried tickling him, and that didn't work. Next, I told him a joke. I said, "Why did the sun go to the bathroom?" "Because he had to sun poop." That didn't work. I decided that I would get Pluto a really yummy treat and brought him Pop Rocks and a soda pop. He ate both at the same time and got really big. Then a scientist came and measured Pluto and decided he was big enough to be a planet again, and he was really happy. The end. And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Pluto and the Pop Rocks.
Well, kids, it's that time of year again.
Summer vacation!
That's right, and this year we are boldly going where no family has gone before.
A sandals resort?
Even better, we're going to Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto!
I've always wanted to go to Pluto.
Perfect. We got a stellar deal on the flight. You know, these days everyone just wants to go to Mars.
Wow, Pluto, the planet with three moons!
No, Taylor, remember, Pluto is a dwarf planet now.
Poor Pluto.
Oh, look at the time. We better pack our bags and get to NASA.
Whoa, NASA!
Where else are we going to rent a rocket car?
Cool, I'll bring the candy.
I'll bring the soda.
And I'll bring the sunscreen.
Mom, Pluto's like 3 billion miles away from the sun.
Better safe than sorry.
All right, gang, it's go time to NASA.
Hello and welcome to NASA. How may I assist you?
Yes, we're traveling to Pluto for our summer vacay, and we're going to need a vehicle.
Folks, are you sure you want to go to Pluto? It's not really a destination these days, since it's no longer considered a planet and all.
Of course we want to go!
Yeah, Pluto may be a dwarf planet, but I hear it's light years ahead of us in terms of fashion.
Well, at least you won't have to fight the crowds. Okay, now for a vehicle. Let's see, for people traveling millions of miles, I'm going to put you in a rocket car.
Perfect, and that'll take us all the way to Pluto?
Oh, yes, of course. You will need to refuel along the way. I'd suggest stopping at Saturn. The rings are lovely this time of year, and also it's a great view of Uranus.
Okie dokie, Saturn it is.
Oh, and here's the keys to your rocket. It's parked in the first row of shuttles there.
Alright kids, hop inside the rocket car and buckle up. 3 seconds to launch time.
Three, two, one, blast off!
Whoa, guys, I can see Pluto. I think we're almost there.
I think you're right. Everyone, hold on tight. We're coming in for a landing.
Ew! We're here! Everyone, out of the rocket car. Nice driving, hun.
It relaxes me.
So this is Pluto! Cool.
Whoa. What's that sound?
Sounds like someone's crying. Someone big.
Whoa, that's really intense. I wonder who's so upset.
Call me crazy, but I think it's Pluto that's crying.
What? Did somebody say my name? What are you doing here? No one comes to visit me, Pluto, anymore.
We're here from Earth, and we're taking our summer vacation on Pluto. Why are you crying?
I'm sad. Really, really sad.
Why are you sad? I mean, you have so many moons.
Oh, sure, I've got 3 moons, but I used to be a planet with moons. Now I'm just a dwarf planet on the outside of the solar system looking in. That's why I'm sad.
Well, we're excited to be here. Hey, maybe we can cheer you up.
That's nice of you, but I think I'm too sad.
Oh, really? You're sad, huh? Even when I tickle you? Here? Tingle, 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 tingle!
I'm still sad.
That always works for me.
Oh, I know. A good joke will do the trick. All right, let's see. Is this thing on? All right. Okay, hey, folks. How you doing? I've got a great joke for you. Why did the sun go to the bathroom?
I don't know. Why?
Because he had to sun poop.
John?
Yeah. What, don't you get it? It's because the sun.
I know. Yes. Thank you. We heard
poop.
You the first time.
Okay. Wow. Rough crowd. All right. I'll try another angle. All right. Why did Mars go to the bathroom?
All right, John. Maybe no more jokes there, buddy.
I'm still sad.
Listen, I don't know what to tell you. That's my space material.
I know when I'm a little sad, sugar always perks me up. Here, Pluto, have some Pop Rocks.
Oh, well,
we
that's...
brought them.
Oh, that's very thoughtful. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, we have brought some soda, too. Here, have it.
Well, wait, is that a good combination?
Excuse me. Oh, that hit the spot. Oh, I feel weird. Wait a second, what's happening to me?
Oh, looks like that soda is making those rocks really pop inside of you, Pluto!
Look, kids! Pluto is getting bigger!
I'm growing! I'm growing! I'm growing! I grew!
Whoa, you're a really big planet now!
Did somebody say really big planet?
It's a scientist!
That's right, I'm a scientist. Oh, my stars! Pluto, you have grown quite a bit since I last saw you, and according to my measurements, as a scientist, I hereby decide that you are big enough to be a planet again!
Oh, wow, this is the happiest day of my life! And it's all thanks to you, kids!
It was our pleasure!
Anything to make you happy again!
Also, my stomach hurts.
Well, I think we've all learned an important lesson today.
No pain, no gain!
A penny saved is a penny earned!
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth!
No, I was thinking more like eating too much sugar could make you the size of a small planet.
Who are you calling small?
Well, looks like now the summer vacation can really begin!
All right, who's ready for some Mercury jokes?
No!
The end!
And now, Lee Overtree speaks with the author himself, Mr. John Hobbs Taylor.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
I'm so excited to be talking to you. Can you tell us where you are right now?
In Plano, Texas.
John, what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
And did you go to school today?
Yes.
What was your favorite thing that you did today?
Bicycle rodeo.
Did you say bicycle rodeo?
Yes.
Whoa, what is that?
It's where you ride your bikes around the school.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Is that something that they just do in Texas?
I don't know.
In your opinion, John, should Pluto be a planet or should it not be a planet?
I don't think it should be.
Why not?
Because it's really tiny.
What was it like when you heard your story on the radio?
Awesome.
It was awesome?
Yes.
It was awesome for us to perform it. So thank you so much for letting us perform it.
Okay.
Have you ever eaten Pop Rocks and drank soda at the same time?
No.
Why not?
Because I've heard a guy's head exploded.
You heard that?
Yeah.
Do you think it's true?
No.
Are you willing to try to find out, though?
No.
Me neither. It sounds dangerous. The other thing I really like about your story is the joke that they tell. Do you remember the joke?
No.
About the sun?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
That's in your story. You wrote it.
I don't remember it.
It's about the sun poop. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember the joke now?
A little bit.
I think the joke is, why did the sun go to the bathroom?
Because I had lava
poop. I like that joke. Do you have any advice for kids who are trying to write their own story?
Keep trying and practice.
Thank you so much for being with us today, John. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks, John, and thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. Special thanks go out to John's parents, Andrew and Danielle, and to Sirius XM Radio. If you want to see Story Pirates live, we'll be in Wayne, New Jersey on Sunday, November 17th, La Mirada, California on November 24th, and Pasadena, California on December 7th. You can find info and tickets for all those shows, as well as our flagship shows in New York and Los Angeles, on our website, storypirates.org. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next time. Oh, and John has one more thing to tell you.
I'm John Hobbs Taylor, and I believe Pluto is not a planet.
Amazing.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, Just go to... Jeez, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall, kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.